TKY. TKY monitoring.
Kilo KK4FT, sounds like he's playing at it again. You monitoring. ETU monitoring.
4RQO.
Seems like somebody's playing again with the other one. Earl's swapping radios or something, so he's still having an issue with the audio on the one he started with earlier.
Roger, Roger. Not much, just sitting here looking like kids.
Ready?
Last time I was on HF was... Oh, wow. Let's just say it's been a while there.
For me, too, my neighbor's having some trees cut down, and so been interesting watching guys on the boom truck, how they're doing it.
Like Roger on that. Something funny, I just realized the plug on the plug on the back of my power. I mean the that type of your power meter is the exact same polarity of the spotlight meter in the barn, so I started using that wired harness to charge up the light for the barn, and I tell you, the only thing I don't like about this thing is I can't, you know, it's funny, I can plug and unplug my radios all day long. Try to plug in it, this SWR meter up when you got power on that line, and it'll have sparks flying.
Brilliant.
What do you say?
Can't you unplug it at? Make sure the thing's turned off first.
That's what I'm about to start doing. Like I said, I can unhook it. I can unplug and plug up my radios all day long. And it don't give issues. But you do that thing, yeah, that's a whole other animal. Really?
That's strange. Probably ought to send Earl a text, tell him we're over here. He's probably wondering what's going on.
That's a good idea there. See, he's probably sitting there scratching his head.
6 feet.
I just left a message. Hopefully whoever's playing with the 130s heard what I had to say. I said, because they're being childish and won't give us a reason, so we're just going to use one they don't have access to.
Well, it might be me. I'm sitting here trying to get this radio reprogrammed.
I'm hitting a repeater or anything. It's like they're turning it off. Dropped the length of the tree. They started at the top and worked their way down, and then they dropped a couple pieces of some of the trees, and it was almost at the other end of his property, and it rattled my house probably about 150 foot, 200 foot away.
Oh, mercy. Yeah, I'm looking to the side. I was watching a video on YouTube of a feller cutting a pine tree down. There were so many chips flying, it took their neighbor's house. The whole top of their roof looked like it had snow on it.
Two trees they cut down. I think the biggest one may have been 12 inches in diameter, maybe, if that. They've got one they're going to work on probably tomorrow that's probably about three times or four times that circumference.
Roger, Roger. Gotta get down there with the video camera and videotape that.
I don't know if I'll make it out there with do any video. They definitely know what they're doing. He's having them taken down so they won't come down on his house. They're leaning towards his house while he calls somebody else to bring them down, KK4FTU.
Roger, Roger. Oh, mercy, well, I tell you. I think somebody's going to have a nice load of firewood.
Do something better to use down there on the farm, Cody. About the same price as listed on eBay at Tarek's off-road 6-ton dump truck. For right at 17.
Shoot me the link.
Address, Cody. It won't let me send it via text.
Roger, email is harmonicaman09@gmail.com.
Man09@gmail.com.
Harmonicaman09@gmail.com. That's right.
Investigation. This ain't exactly what you want. It's not got a cab in it. It's for good weather use, KK4FTU, not bad weather.
KK4HXP.
Sound like normal.
Is that better? I'm standing on the side. Redo my antenna in the back of the radio.
Solder that thing in place and don't touch it.
Roger that. You sound a little bit better.
Well, let's see here. Hang on, I'm going to switch out one of my jumpers back here. See if maybe... I don't think it's going to make much of a difference. I got some, I don't know what this stuff was. Maybe just something I drug out of my cluster back a while back, put in line. I'm going to switch that out with another piece I got here and see maybe if I got an issue with the coax there.
Or if you, you got, is it the cable or where it connects in the radio?
Where it connects in the radio.
Or something, because it seemed like the more you had it on, the worse it got.
Oh, roger that. I'm getting ready to order my cousin. He's getting his ham license, and I'm going to order him a ICOM 7300. I'm going to order it for him tomorrow.
House radio. He going for one that's HF and VHF?
Yeah, roger. I'm gonna order everything he needs and set him up.
Understand that when lightning gets close to protect that thing.
I got a 8-foot ground rod buried in the backyard and got some copper wire run to mine.
We'll be taking a test.
Next 3 or 4 weeks, he's running 80%. Town this weekend. Ain't this Memorial weekend or next weekend?
KK4 RQ, KK4FTU, Cody, apparently I didn't put it in right because this says address not found, so shoot me a text with it, please.
Roger, at Harmonica Mike Alpha November. I'll copy. 09@gmail.com.
Deb to get her license. KK4HXB Friday. 30 for just a second. Yes, the repeater's down.
Roger on that.
Apparently somebody's playing with the doggone thing again.
K4HXB Friday.
Mark you over, though, that yonder in radio land.
You need to point your beam about 10 degrees northeast and see if you can't get a little better.
You have that right there, KK4RQO.
Oh, you sound real good. Do it just a little bit more.
Roger, have that right there, KK4RQO.
Yeah, you sound good. Richard, you there?
Yeah,
finally figured out how to send it in a text, Cody.
Hang on just a second, fellas. I'm going to tighten up a few screws on the radio and be right back.
Flight noise.
And KK4RQ, is that cleared up?
Let's see if I can get the white noise out.
KK4RQO, testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Good.
For some reason, unless the meter's wrong, and I hope that's not the case, because I spent good money on it. It shows power out at 50 watts. This thing's supposed to be doing 65. Reflective power is about 0.5, and it's at 1.2 there, or it's at 1.27. So, yeah, alrighty then.
No, I'm losing you. You need to point the beam a different direction.
Swing it around a little bit?
No, worse.
KK4RQO.
Still got a lot of white noise. Go a little bit more.
RQO, how's that right there?
Getting better.
KK4RQO, 31 degrees heading.
Yeah, that's worse. Take it back.
36 degrees heading, KK4RQO.
Yeah, you sound better.
52 degrees heading, KK4RQO.
KK4, it checks me, that's a lot better.
It is at 56.
I'll leave it there. Let me adjust my radio.
You're listening. Because I can't do a whole lot with mine other than bump the power up. It ain't going to do any better because it's only going to put out 25 watts at the repeater.
Roger that. She clears the bell.
Noise. It's a heck of a lot better than what we started tonight.
Yeah, what about now? Ready?
Trying to clean the tools up real quick. I'll be right back.
Yeah, you 100%.
What up, Earl?
Just same stuff, just different day.
Rabbits come in and eat your garden, are you?
Yeah, but the weather, all these storms just about washed it away.
Way to divert some of that water running down so the only water that it gets is falling out of the sky.
No, that's for sure.
You straighten out the other mess you've been working on?
Yeah, they just diverted a little bit further down the road.
About that, KK4RQO. Yeah, I was trying to rebalance my radio here. I kept having an issue with my SWR meter sliding off the back of it. I was like, I guess I need to set up the thing more flat if I'm going to stack that thing on top of it there. So I had to take the screws out and reposition the thing. So, he's in there now. We got her all nailed down.
Glad to hear it, KK4FTU.
Now with that link here real quick. There we go. Phone is acting kind of funny. Yeah, that would definitely get the job done.
Yeah, roger that. Go to 145-130. It's back up and running. Richard, if you hear that, 145-130.
10-4, KK4FTU clear.
QO clear, QSY.